1509, what's the matter? Did I talk too long?
You did, but it's okay. I got most of that description. What is he doing?
He's just very aggressive towards the buses. I watched him with the other 15 in the 77, like kicking at the door, and he came over to my door and was banging on it, demanding that I work for him and I better open the door, and he's just really like a loose screw. He's out here bouncing around on the sidewalks and hiding out, and then he jumps up as soon as you start the bus up and starts running towards your bus, making, you know, all kinds of gestures.
Okay, I copy. We'll get a supervisor over there. Do you think we need police at this point as well?
If you want your supervisor to be safe, that might not be a bad idea. This guy's a little... He's off. He's here when I came through, the last time I came through here, and he was doing the same thing. He was, like, walking in a zigzag down the sidewalk, and so he's been here for several hours. And it's like, yeah, nobody's picking him up, obviously, which... is a good thing for everybody involved.
I agree. Okay, yeah, definitely don't pick him up. Keep your doors closed. Only open them if you can. You're able to safely get any intending passengers on board when you pull into the stop. I'm getting a supervisor over there, and I'm probably going to call police just for a welfare check. Was this person white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
He's white, and it looks like, does Montgomery Park Security, are they dressed in all black usually?
Most likely, I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it looks like a security guard just came around the corner, and he's in the little, you know, cubby there where the door is, where, you know, the entrance on this side. He's over there talking to him, I think, but, yeah, I'll step out now. I'm going to step out and have a smoke real quick. Off somewhere. He's walking away. And the guy's still there, so I don't know. I don't know what he's doing with him. I guess nothing.
Okay, is the person still acting erratically, or have they calmed down? I'm going to send a supervisor regardless, but if he's calmed down, we'll probably have a supervisor just make contact with him, and I will not send police.
Yeah, I guess the supervisor can make that call. Yeah, it's not safe for drivers to get out of their bus here. That's all I wanted to let you know.
I appreciate the info. Like I said, we'll get a supervisor over there, gauge the situation, and coordinate a response. And you stay safe. If you don't feel comfortable using the restroom, a supervisor should be there shortly, and they'll be able to at least, you know, let you get to your break and get what you need done.
Well, he's walking away from the building and up to the bus stop now. Looks like he's going to... He's walking past the bus stop, so no, he's not. He's kind of hanging out around the shelter now, so I'm just going to grab a smoke while he's that far away. I'm faster than he can, so less in the street, so we might be good.
Okay, when you say crossing the street, is he crossing Vaughn, or is he crossing at 27th?
Neither one yet. He's just standing at the corner. The light's red on... 27th, and so he's not crossing on Vaughn. Looks like he's just standing at the corner. Maybe he's not going anywhere. He's just standing at the corner. Never mind, false alarm. Anyway, I'll let you go.